Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Back in 1900, fewer than 1 in 5 Virginians lived in urban areas. But now more than 3/4 of the state's population could be classified as urban. Catherine Crespin is a research analyst at the University of Virginia's Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service.
Part of this involves migration of people from rural areas to urban areas for jobs, for economic opportunity. But part of it also involves urban sprawl.
In other words, a lot of land that had been rural 100 years ago is now suburban or exurban as urban areas radiate out from downtown areas. And Virginia's rate of urbanization has outpaced the national average, setting a strong trend for the near future. But what will happen 100 years from now? Crespin says it's tough to say.
So right now it shows no signs of letting up, but who's to say? And that's one of the interesting questions that demographers have is, what will the greater demographic transition look like in the future? Will it ever involve people, you know, moving back into rural communities? Right now it seems doubtful.
For rural areas, this may end up meaning a change in priorities, shifting resources away from schools and more toward caring for a growing number of seniors. I'm Michael Pope.